Good morning. 6:37. I'm Brad Keeson. What's up?
Oi. It's a great morning.
Great day. I don't know what that is, but it's there. Anyway, we're going to take a full look at your forecast here in a little bit. Right now, though, let's do it to rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Nailed it, buddy. Well, Journey are heading into what promises to be a 2021 with a bit of news. Lad Baby's parody of Don't Stop Believin'. Don't stop believing. Titled Don't Stop Me Eating is number one in England. So I think, obviously, Journey gets some kickback from that, don't they? Because it's a parody song.
You'd think maybe a little bit.
You know? I don't know. How about like, don't stop me eating. Anyway, this was the third straight Christmas number one for the duo of YouTuber Mark Hoyle and his wife Roxanne, following last year's remake of Joan Jett's I Love Rock and Roll, which turned into I Love Sausage Rolls. In 2018's take on Starships, we built this city on sausage rolls. So they really like sausage rolls. I think that's kind of, yeah.
Sausage rolls and eating and food.
This time of year is what we're all doing. Like the last 2 years, proceeds from the sale of Don't Stop Me Eating go to the Trussell Trust, which supports a network of food banks across the UK. So there you go, doing some good deeds with it.
Yeah, because we're all blowing up. Yeah, right. They're benefiting of us getting fatter.
That's awesome. Don't stop me eating. How dare you? As for Journey, the real band, guitarist Neil Sean says they have a plan in place for releasing new music in 2021, saying, "We have six rockers already done. Arnell finishing singing touches on two of them right now, and the others are done, and we'll be releasing a single probably after the first of the year." The first single, that is, and we're going to come out with the second single and then the third single, and then before the tour starts, a whole new album. So that's very positive thinking from Neil Sean and Journey, saying, hey, look, we got a new album and we're going to tour with this new album. So
that's good.
Bright signs for 2021, possibly.
That's a good start so far. We haven't started it, but damn, that's good news.
It's nice to hear. So we'll see. But there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1966, Brian Holland of The Offspring was born in Garden Grove. And when I first read this, I'm like, who the hell is Brian Holland? I've never heard of that member of The Offspring. Well, him better as his stage name, Dexter Holland, the lead singer of The Offspring. Yeah, when I read that, I'm like, was he like the original singer? So I had to do some research. I did not know.
What was that CD called? It just had the black cover. Was it The Offspring?
The black one? Well, no, that was Smash.
That was Smash?
Yeah.
God, that CD was great, wasn't it?
Dude, literally one of the greatest albums of the 90s. Unbelievable album.
I think that was the very first CD I got from my Sony Walkman. The CD player.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, I remember that CD being in it because my buddy Max gave it to me at school. He's like, try this out. This is a great CD.
Well, you got to look at the singles that came off of Smash. And for us in that pivotal time, 1994, you had Come Out and Play, Self-Esteem, Got to Get Away, and Bad Habit, which, oh, my God. Honestly, Bad Habit doesn't get enough credit. That's a banger of a track, dude. Anyway,
I'm going to go find that CD now. Yeah. You know what? That was a great part of my life right there. Yeah.
Can't go wrong. Also, too, it should be noted that in 2017, Holland attained his PhD degree in molecular biology. He's smart. He's a smart dude. He's a smart dude.
He's got a little backup if his singing doesn't work out, you know, which it did. But
we got to see The Offspring at that rock convention I go to in Vegas, or went to in Vegas. Didn't go this year because, you know, pandemic and everything. And Dexter and Noodles played a little acoustic show for us, a little side session. And it was kind of a storyteller, singer-songwriter type deal. Well, they had this ukulele that he was playing on. And Noodles gave this whole story about, like, oh, this was my grandfather's. He brought it back from the Korean War, yada, 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 and told this whole story about the ukulele. And then at the end, they played Come Out and Play. At the end of it, he takes his ukulele and just smashes it on the ground. And we're all like, oh, my God. And then all of us realized, like, oh, okay, that he was lying to us. That wasn't his grandfather's. ukulele from the Korean War.
It's really funny.
Anyway, so there you go. That's your Rock News and Rock History brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.